When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you. Hey, Authentic Influencers, we're here on episode 95, and we are going to talk about how to grow your customer base using subscriptions. And this is something that I have been super passionate about and teaching a lot of people in our community about how to create these subscriptions, because it's a way that you can really, one, increase your sales, and two, increase your customer base. So we have lots of stories of people who have created subscriptions around, like if you're in a food industry, you could do like a recipe subscription, and then your recipes include some of your products. We have people who have like a whole subscription around eating keto, and so they do keto recipes. And this is one that's a little outside the box. So I want to introduce you today to Debbie Stewart. And she is with Scentsy, and she has a whole subscription around her products. And I am a recipient of her products, of her subscription, and I absolutely love it. And so I wanted to share exactly what she's doing, because she has really blown up her sales. She has been hitting tons of milestones and is just doing a phenomenal job. And so this is a really great episode for you to think outside the box and to just start thinking, how can I start using subscriptions in my business so that way I can increase my sales and increase my customer base? So I am going to dive right in to our interview with Debbie Stewart. All right. Hey, Authentic Influencers. I am so excited to introduce you to my good friend, Debbie Stewart. She is just a rock star at what she's doing. And I can't wait for you all to hear like all the amazing stuff that she's working on. So welcome, Debbie.
Hey, hi guys. How are you? Thanks for having me on, Brooke. I'm so excited to be here today.
So Debbie, I would just love to hear kind of like where you were at before Social Tenacity and where like kind of what your journey has been and where you're at now.
Okay. So before Social Tenacity, I remember like you would always hear those go for the nose and message the people. And it's like, it never felt right to me. So I just never did it because it felt icky. And then I remember a friend had referred me to you, and I listened to one of your podcasts, and it was like that, the webinar that you do. And then I just listened, and it was like, you don't have to be spammy. You don't have to do those things. And so that was something that really intrigued me. It's like, all right, I knew that there was a better way to do this. I just didn't know how to do it. And so that was where I was before. I mean, I still had the cells and different ways of doing it, but I felt like I was doing it kind of just like everybody else. And I knew as I watched and as I went through In Pursuit of Recruits, I knew that I could get better, that by making myself stand out and stand apart and building on my own brand, that was what something that was that helped me a lot. So.
And you definitely now, like, have built this amazing brand that I love.
Well, thank you. And that was the thing, as you know, Brooke, like something that I struggled with, like I was in Brooke's program over a year ago, and it literally is because like we were just joking about this before. Sometimes I overthink things, and I was just like, all right, you know, it's easy. People that have like supplements, it's easy. They can help with weight loss, but I don't do weight loss but it's like I'm in the home industry, but decorating maybe isn't necessarily my rock star thing. And so I really, really struggled for a long time of what I had to offer. And so it really wasn't. And Brooke knows, I would message her, Brooke, you have to do stuff about like maybe businesses that aren't health and wellness or different things like that. How do we help people in our industry to see that? And so I felt like that was something that you helped me finally get clarity, I think just a few weeks ago. So it's literally been a year that it was like, that's it. Like making people feel good, making people feel wanted. Like that is my brand. And then it was like, I was already doing things and being successful, because like sponsoring was where my hangup was too before Social Tenacity. Like I really struggled with it. But then I see that I was overthinking it, and I really could do it, and it was inside of me. And I feel like Social Tenacity helped me to unlock that and see that. And now I have confidence that I can teach people how to do this. I am good at this, and I can make a business built upon people feeling like they are seen and wanted and showing kindness. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about today, how I do that through one of the things that I do in my business that's made a big difference.
Yes, yes. And it's your subscription boxes, which I am a recipient of, and I love them every single month. And so that's one of the biggest reasons I wanted to get you on here, because like what you have put together, it may seem like it looks like it could be a lot of work. So I'd love to kind of just have you walk us through what it is that you do, how you market it, because what you're doing is really amazing.
Okay. Well, first off, I have to not take credit for the original idea. And that's what I love about like it, direct sales. Like everybody just shares and we get inspiration, and it's not like you have to do all the things, but when you find something, then take inspiration from it, almost like a Pinterest inspiration. And that's what this was for a long time, Brooke. Like I feared doing it because people would be like, oh, you don't make money on it and it takes so much time. And so, you know, we always want to work smarter and not harder. And so I kind of didn't do it for a long time. And then finally there was one of my fellow consultants that got on there and was like, look, don't overcomplicate it. Keep it simple and just put it out there. And that was all I needed, was that inspiration. And so I just went from there and I started. And so I knew if I had a theme with these boxes that it would be easy to put product around, but then I didn't want to just put anything in there and like, you know, just cutesy and the same stuff every month, because with my company, we're known for, we have kind of a flagship product with our wax and our warmers, but it's like, all right, I want to take people on a journey to try all of it. Kind of like, you know, when you get a really good coupon and you get to try something for free, and it's like, you never knew that something could be so amazing because you had never tried it before. And so I also like to take the guesswork out of it too. And so by putting these boxes together, I could be able to do that, and I could get to help take them on a journey throughout all of the products. And so one of the things too, I'd say is like, as a result of, and I'll explain more, but like something that's come about it is, it's so fun when I work in my VIP group. Like my customers have pretty much tried, my subscribers, pretty much everything that Scentsy offers. And it's really exciting to see that. And so what I do, the way that you do it, guys, like honestly, if you'll just have a theme when you get started and then pick a price point. And when you're going to do a price point, think about you. Like I always put myself in the position, what is something that I would pay every month for? And so for like $25, I don't know, maybe once in a while, $30, that's a little bit much for me. So where I decided to go was $20 plus tax a month. And so I try to put about $20 worth of product in there. And so with like our company, and you'll want to check out like with your company how it works, but we can't charge for samples or extras or things like that. And so we will put, if you say $20, there has to be at least $20 of product in there. And then what I try to do from there, so I try to do about 2 to 3 of products. And then after that, what I do is I take and I get extras that go with the theme. And then something that's cool is like when you start, it might be basic, but as you keep going, you're going to start to figure it out, and it gets better and better and better. And then you just start to find ways that make it work for you, and you find strategy. And it's just, it's been incredible what it's become. And so it really isn't bad. If you can just find themes, and I use Pinterest, then you can go there. For example, one that I did this, like for this month, I'm telling you, Brooke, now I'm telling you all of my secrets, so it's not going to be a surprise for you for July anymore, but
that's okay.
One of my brand, part of my thing with my brand is I really want people to, I want, like when people get this box, it's not just about the product either and trying new stuff, but I want to bring joy to people. I want them to feel in their heart, like to feel happiness, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on right now and in the world and different things, and people have things going on in their life. But if they can get, when they get this box, not only are they trying new stuff, but they're feeling good too. And I want it to ooze like that there's been heart put into this, that I care about you, that I see you, and you know that I want this to make your day. And I love that. And it's fun to get messages from customers. And even, you know, when you had shared a message with me, and it's like they share that, and it's cool to see that energy that you put into it and those little attention to details, it really does make all the difference for people. And so that's what I try to do. Is so like, so for example, for July's box, I was inspired by Katy Perry's song Firework. And that, so it's like, I want to do more than just red, white, and blue, but how can we put a little bit of purpose into this? And so there's different products in there that, like, we have a fragrance flower. So I got thinking, all right, what's something that's like a firework? And so we have an item that is like a flower. So, you know, something fun to go along with that. And it's got a lyric from Katy Perry. And then another product that I have is our hand cream. Again, I find that people aren't trying necessarily, but it's like, it's a fun little twist of how it, you know, caution, handle with care, because it's a firework. And then it talks, again, a little line from Katy Perry's song. And so when they're looking at these products, they're seeing how it all ties into the theme and it's awesome. And then there's some fun little goodies. So like just little pieces of taffy, because think about it, all the parades are canceled this year. And so how can we give people a touch of maybe what they're going to be missing? So put some taffy in there. And then again, I always go to Pinterest. And if I'm looking 4th of July gift baskets or something, I'll type in, and then you just can get ideas of, oh, I found this little sparkler thing that it's this thing that you print off and you stick some sparklers in there. And it talks about, you know, sparks of joy. And so putting that in there as well. But do you guys see like how simple it is? You don't have to be like wildly creative, because I'm not, but you can just get inspiration, and then it just grows and goes. And that's why I think having a theme helps make a difference, and like you can just go with it. So yeah,
I love it. Well, and my girls absolutely love every single month in the mail. They're like, is that our Scentsy? Mm-hmm. And then they get to open it up and have all the fun things in it. And I know a couple months ago you did the one that you put in the car.
The minivan diffuser.
Yes. Yep. So we went on a family vacation. It was just a little trip down to Southern Utah, and I have teenage boys, and anyone who has teenage boys, like, they just stink. So it was so nice that we just like plugged that in. And every time we got in the car, we're like, oh, it smells good. I can spend, you know, 3 hours in the car with my boys now, because now it smells good. And that's like something that I never would have tried, because it's one of those, it's like, oh, that's cool. But that's the thing that I love about what you're doing is, like you said, you're exposing your customers to all the things that you have to offer. So you can still like, because I tell everyone, whenever you're trying to decide like, okay, what is it that I'm going to be promoting? You want to promote like your one flagship, whatever that is. And I see for you, it's your subscription box. Like that's your thing, because then you can give them a bunch of samples of things that they can try out and see if they like it. And I'm sure that because you're doing this, it's increasing your sales, because you're in staying in front of mine every single month.
Well, and the crazy thing is, and that was the thing, is like you just see it as like this cutesy little box, but then like you said, Brooke, like this cutesy box turns into something powerful. It turns into reorders, because like you probably would have maybe have never tried the mini fan because it's away from the flagship of wax and warmers. Mm-hmm. But because it was in there, you paid your $20. You didn't have to think about it. You just put it in, you know what you put in, you're going to get a whiff box. You get to try that. The same thing like with our, Scentsy's become so much more than wax and warmers. It's like laundry products and clean line. And a lot of people have not tried that before, just because they're just, we kind of stick with what we're familiar with. Mm-hmm. But when it presented in a fun, unique way, then it becomes powerful. And so it's fun. I love just being able to take customers on a journey and letting them try, because these are products that I love. And it's like, you got to try these. And then what's so fun is they love them. And then like you said, it has significantly increased my sales, because now there's reorders like you. Now they need more pods for their mini fan because they're in love with it. Oh my gosh, the washer lifts are incredible. I have to get more of those. And what I like to do too, is you think when you're putting together, another tip that I'd recommend with your subscription boxes, like if you're going to put in like a flagship product, like our wax or like the wax, try to present it in a new way. So for example, again, with this July box that I'm doing, I molded three different stars, a red scent, a white scent, and a blue scent. And I molded them all, like three of them. And then I put together a little mix and I call it firework. So now I'm going to show my customers how not only can you use warmer or wax, but you can mix it together. And so the instructions are on there. Put it all in your warmer and warm it. And now we're showing them a fresh way to look at it that they may not have looked at before. And so it's just exciting. And then you can get really efficient at it too, because you think about it, I have about 60 subscribers every month that do it. And it's so fun because the list grows. And that's another thing too, Brooke, is in network marketing, we're always looking for ways to expand our customer base. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of times I'll talk about parties or messaging people or whatever, but if that's not working for you, there's always different ways to do it. There's always different ways to be successful. And those whiff boxes have done that. Just like, for example, I was just talking to a customer and like her mom's getting one for the first time, like they've introduced. And so my base grew from my very first 2 years ago was 8 people. And now we're up to 60 people, and people just add every single month. And they're so excited. And even on my VIP group, like you've probably seen it, the way that I finally have kept track of this, because you have to have an organized way to do it. But I just create a Google form, you guys, like it's so easy. And that's free for you. Just create a Google form. And it's just a sign up sheet. And something that else too, that would be helpful when you do it, that I've learned this along the way, is I used to make my whiff boxes all the same. So I would pick all the same scent for every single thing. But then it was great. And this is why you have to be willing to accept some, you know, positive feedback. Is one of my customers was like, is it always food scents? And he's like, I don't like food scents. And then that got, at first it's like, I could be sad about that, or I could be like, oh, let's learn from that, you guys. And that's one thing, if you learn from these feedback, this feedback that you get, and then it was like, all right, so now we do all the same product, but they get to pick. So then it's kind of like a customization. And so, you know, everybody got a fragrance flower, but everybody gets to pick the flavor that they want. But I don't tell them what it is. I'll just be like, pick one, or if your laundry should smell like this to you. And so it's just kind of fun, exciting ways. And then I post that link in my VIP group and I text it out to my customers, because you can't assume that everybody's on social media. Mm-hmm. And so you've got to kind of go in all your ways, but then it's kind of almost like, who can be the first one to sign up? And then everybody, like, it's just crazy interaction and engagement on my VIP group, as everybody is so excited to be able to say that they signed up for their WhiffBox. They're adding people to my group so they can get signed up for their WiffBox. And even people share it on their personal page. And like, you guys, my Scentsy Lady does WiffBoxes. You're going to love them so much. So you see, like, look how it's expanding the customer base. Look how it's exposing people to new products that they haven't tried before. It's just, it's crazy. It's like, I never thought, like, I just thought it was this cutesy little box that I feared, and it's just become this machine that has done wonders for my Scentsy business.
That's so awesome. Well, yeah. And the thing I love too about the Google form and filling it out is it's, you get this list of like maybe like 5 cents, and I'm like, okay, I don't know what I'm going to get, but I got to pick a good scent, you know? And every single time, like when you finally get the box, is like, oh, this is so awesome. And I love it. So everything that you've done and what you put together is just amazing. And I love being able to see your business grow and your customer base grow in a unique way that not a lot of people are doing, because this is very like outside the box, you know?
Right. But it's awesome. Like, and that's what's so cool, is I think we get so stuck as network marketers that, you know, that we get stuck in a way, and there is just this way. And really, there's lots of ways to do it. I mean, there's basic things that need to happen in direct sales, right? You need to have your sales, and you need to have your sponsoring, and then you need to be able to teach people to do what you do. But the way that you do that, there's 101 million ways to do it. And that's why I love, that's what you teach us, is do it in a way that's authentic to you. Because when you do it in a way that's authentic to you, that's how you're going to succeed. That's how you're going to keep doing it. Mm-hmm. Is doing it that way, right? And being able to, like, one of your questions that you had asked is like, what's one of your favorite episodes? And the one where you talked about the ghosts and the roller coasters, like, so many times we fear these things, but those things that we fear, when we can push past it, gosh, there's so much light and on that other side of that fear, that's like, that's exactly what you needed in your business for it to take the next step forward towards reaching your goals.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, if there's people who are listening and they want to be a part of your group or maybe be a subscriber to your boxes, where is the best place for them to find you?
Okay, so the best place to find me, if you're wanting to get one of these, would probably be in my VIP community. We have so much fun in there. That's where we put the sign-up sheet for it. Or if they're not wanting to do that, we can also just like link up and they can get in my text club and I can text that out to them as well. So yeah, a couple of different options, but honestly, probably the VIP group, that's definitely the most fun place to be.
All right. And what's your VIP group called?
So it's called just Stuart Scents VIPs. And I can give you the link too, if you'd like, and we can put that in the show notes.
Awesome. So, yep. We will do that for sure. For sure. Awesome. Well, Debbie, thank you so much for being on here. This is so fun to reconnect with you and hear how things are going.
It was my pleasure. I appreciate it, Brooke. Thank you. Good luck, you guys. Do it. Like, go do something that scares you and make this awesome happen in your business.
Awesome. Love it. See you guys next time.
All right. Bye.
Well, I would invite you to go check out Debbie's Facebook group, go see what she's doing, and maybe subscribe just to get an idea of how you can do this in your business as well. So I would love to hear all the ideas that you guys have after this episode of how you can start including subscriptions into your business. So please share with us inside our Facebook group, the Authentic Influencer Marketing Facebook group. If you're not a member, it's definitely the place that you need to be hanging out. We have like 13,000 people in there that are network marketers just like you, trying to build their business in an authentic way. And we can't wait to hear all of your ideas inside the Facebook group of how you can create your own subscription. So can't wait to see you inside the Facebook group, and we'll see you guys all on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Authentic Influencer Podcast. I'm sure your brain is swimming with new ideas to grow your business. And if you're anything like most of the leaders that we work with, you need a game plan to put them into action. That's why for a limited time, we are offering a free business audit. You get the opportunity to hop on a call with our auditing team. They're going to look over what's working, what's not working in your business, and then come up with a game plan to help you implement the strategies that we talked about on this podcast to reach your goals faster. To book your business audit, just go to www.bookmyaudit.com/podcast and get a free business planning guide just for booking your audit through this podcast. We can't wait to help you get clarity on how to grow and automate your network marketing business in an authentic way. This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.